Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
This is David Nagel. Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. And today we have a question that came in to us on our voicemail, speakpipe.com/David Nagel. And it is from Corey in Charlotte. What is the question, T?
Hey, David. This question's from Corey in Charlotte. Nowadays in the kind of the age of social media, just the internet in general, there's so many sources of really good information now from podcasts, the internet, Instagram, Facebook, everything. There's just so many ways to get good information now. So my question is how do you go about deciding what is most, relevant to you or what befits your learning style the best? Like what's gonna help you out the most? How do you kind of sift through all those things and, sift through the noise, so to speak? Thanks.
I love this question. When I first started studying, it was very interesting because the internet was non-existent at the time. And literally what I did was I was going to bookstores and I was going to libraries and I was starting with books. I soon discovered audiobooks. Audiobooks back then were books on cassette tape. So what I did was I took the books that I was interested in and realized I could maximize my time by putting those books in my car because I had a very long commute to work every day and begin listening to those dumb hours, like hours that were just non-productive. I wish I had the internet back then. For me, the internet would have been like a gold mine because everything that you want to know can be discovered there. I personally have two really good learning styles. One is listening, and the other one is application or execution. So once I get a really good concept of what I'm looking to do, the best way for me to learn is to then execute, to actually start doing it and then learn as I go. But for everybody else, I think that one of the most important things that we could do is begin to really learn how do we receive information the best? Is for some people it's video, for some people it's audio or auditory, for some people it's actually doing the work, and for others it's reading. I still have clients that will tell me, I want to read the book. I don't want to listen to the book. I learn best if I could read it, if I could sit there with a pen and a highlighter and underline things and make notes in the margin. And I did all that too for a long time. If you were to see my library and look at some of my early books, it's filled with notes in the margin and underlinings and highlightings and all of that. I rarely actually sit down and read a book, like a paper book. Anymore. I consume a lot of material and most of it is through audio. But I think that this is one of those questions where you've got to find the style that works for you best. Now, here's what I can say as far as like how do we find that? I think that you go by what you enjoy, the way that you enjoy consuming information. And where you find out the way that you retain it the best. So when I was a kid in school, I did not retain information through reading. Like I could sit at my history book at my desk and literally have, questions on a sheet of paper as a study guide to go through the chapter on American history or the Declaration of Independence or something like that and look for the information within, and my mind would just gloss over it. Like I would go into just a haze and my eyes would be following the words, but nothing was sticking. Nothing was conceptualizing in my mind. I was bored out of my mind, which was what the part of the problem was. But when I started reading things that I enjoyed, it was almost as if I had a photographic memory. I could read it and I would retain a ton. So that worked very well for me in the early days. And I still will, like, if I get my hands on a really good piece of material, something that's not kind of a rehash of a rehash of a rehash, but something new, something fresh that really interests me, I will pick up both the hard copy of the book and the audio version. Now here's something that I believe in. I will also tell students of mine or suggest that even if they learn best by reading it, that I want them to get the audio and listen to it also. And I have a couple of reasons behind this. One is that I think we learn different auditory. So we're using a different part of our brain when we're listening. Whoever is narrating the book, if whether it's the author or if they've hired a professional narrator to sit down and actually read it, if the person is reading the book and they are putting their own tone and inflection into the work so that it actually comes alive and it's not just a monotone reading of the sentences, it triggers a receptiveness in our brain to actually absorb the material in a different way, because our brain responds totally before it does linguistically. And that will either cause us to deflect information or actually absorb it better. So I think that in order to get a really good combination of both of the best worlds, or all of the best worlds, I should say, I think that you got to decide which way do you enjoy to learn the best. Is it video? Is it audio? Is it the written word? Is it application and a combination of the other ideas? And then really go deep into whatever that might be. So if you're an auditory learner, pick whatever topics or subjects that you want to learn and go really deep into those, and get the best out of it. I also believe in, if you're reading something for other than just entertainment or enjoyment, or studying something for other than entertainment or enjoyment, if you're really studying something to learn something, you need to go through it many times. Now, when I will read something, especially when I was going through self-improvement material, some really deep, more esoteric teaching, I would study sentence by sentence. And I would notice the words that the author was using, and I would ask myself questions like, why are they using this specific terminology? There's a lot of different words that could be used for the way that this is described. Why are they using these words? Because it really gives different meaning to what it is that you're learning, and it gives a different level of importance to what it is that you're learning. So I would, I would take a chapter at a time. I'm sorry, not a chapter, a paragraph at a time, and I would do a deep dive into the paragraph and stick with it until I really understood and pulled every ounce of marrow out of that paragraph so that I understood it. And I still do that today. If I get a really good book, I will listen to it 4, 5, 10, 20 times. And I'm not exaggerating. It'll be something that I go back to. Like, I'll listen to it a bunch and then I'll put it down for a while and go through several other books and then go back to it again. Because you'll hear something and learn something different every time. And another suggestion that I have is that I think as we grow as people, the whatever it was that we were learning from a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, if we were to pick up that literature today, we would find that because of our growth, it would have a very different meaning and application in our life. Some of the staple books that I started with, whether it was Emerson's essays or Viktor Frankl, Thomas Troward, Napoleon Hill, Wallace Wattles, Raymond Halliwell, Price Pritchett. Who else am I thinking of here? Anyway, it'll come to me. When I go back and read those books that I started reading 30 years ago, basically, pretty close to 30 years, it will have a much different meaning than when I read it then. And it will have a much different application in my life today than it did back then. So meaning that I didn't know very much about anything back then, so I was able to take some of this information and apply it in my life and get certain results. But through the compounding of time, information, application, and results, I can now take that information and make bigger quantum leaps in my business and my life than I was able to do when I first went through it. I think that we were given a disservice by saying that we read a book, we study a chapter, we're able to pass a test, a week later or 6 weeks later when we were in school, and then that kind of connotated that we learned, right? I don't think that's learning at all. That's just memorization of a topic and then being able to spit back the facts of that topic. It really doesn't mean that we've learned it or necessarily understand it or have the ability to apply it in our life in an intelligent in a productive way. So, Corey, I want to thank you for the question. I think that this was a fantastic question. I think that more people should be picking up, different ways of learning and seeing what works for them and really expanding their world. Our world is expanding so fast that if you're not taking time to study every day, you're actually going backwards every day. So I put time aside every single day without fail, without any days off. And I've done this for over 20 years. And I study something every single day. That is not an exaggeration. That is not hyperbole. That is absolute fact. Even if it's just 10, 15 minutes. But it's also something that comes very natural to me. It's something that I enjoy. I have several books that I'm listening to on my iPhone on a regular basis. I'll have books on my desk. I'll have books on my desk at home. I have books in my bedroom. I had, just everywhere. And I'm always picking something up and reading it. I get I use several different technologies on the internet that chunk down information into headlines that I can scroll through really fast and see what is of interest of me, and I can open that up and really get the gist of it because it's not a two-page written report on something, but they're able to take the information and chunk it down into a paragraph that I can consume in a minute or two, and then I have the information that I want about that topic. So this was a great question, Corey. Thank you very much for asking it, and I really hope it helped. For everybody else, make sure that you send us in questions at tsm@davidnagel.com, and our voicemail is speakpipe.com/David Nagel. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.